use Beit Shammai Omrim Ein Molechim Et Hashitzula Mishubach L'Shubach Aval Matiyahu Mechalon Lechalon. Within the same coop, if you want to bend the ladder around, lean it from one position to another, that much moving of the ladder is permissible. Okay? And Beit Hillel disagree with this whole halach. Amar Rabbi Chanan Bar Ami, Machloket Birshut HaRabim. That all of this is talking about a case where the ladder is facing the public. It's Aval, the Beit Shammai Sabri, the reason for Beit Shammai is Haro'e Omer Lahatiach Gagol Hutzarech. A person who's walking down the street sees this guy moving a ladder around. He doesn't know that the man has pigeon coops on top and he's about to collect some pigeons. He's assuming that this guy is taking the day off to fix his roof. And therefore, the man will be suspected of performing an impropriety, a malach on yom. The fact that you have a coop on the roof, person who sees you with a ladder will also see the pigeon coop and he will understand that you're going up there to get something out of the coop. Okay? So, Eini, is this possible? But Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, kol makom shasru chachamim lepnei maret ayin afilu b'charvei chadarim asur. There's a principle of Yehuda Amarav who says that anything that there was a gzera for Marit Ayin of it's forbidden. Okay? Tanaihi. So the Gemara says that this issue of Yehuda Amarav is in fact a machloket Tanai. The Tanya Shodchan Bachama Avalokeneged Ha'am. If a we'll see the Gemara in Shabbat in a moment, but the Gemara says that if a man happens to get his clothes wet on Shabbat, say for example he has to walk through some deep water in order to get home and his clothes are all completely wet, he's allowed to hang the clothes out on the line, provided that his clothesline doesn't face the public. Because if it faces the public, people going by will think that he actually was doing his laundry today. Since most people hang their clothes on the line because they've done their laundry, not because they happen to walk through a rainstorm or through a puddle, therefore someone seeing someone's hanging the clothes out on the line will suspect him of having done the laundry, and therefore because of Marit Ayin, you're not allowed to. But if you have a private yard, it's in your back. If your clothesline is in your backyard, that a passerby on the street can't see that you're hanging the clothes out on the line on Shabbat, then it's permissible. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Osrim.
I didn't believe in the enlightened community that knows the halacha.
Excuse me?
I don't believe in the enlightened community that knows the halacha.
Knows what halacha?
That they don't wash it because you're down through the water. The clothesline.
You're asking in general about what the nature of Marit Ayin is. That's a difficult question, but the principle is here that certain objects, and I don't know how to broadly classify these objects, but certain activities which are very closely associated with activities which are prohibited, those you're not allowed to do on Shabbat or on Yom Tov or what have you, because someone seeing them will take for granted that you're doing this as a result of having done something else which is prohibited. We'll try to see what some of the limitations are on this halacha, but that's the general halacha of Marit Ayin. Since 90% of the time people who hang the clothes on the line hang them up because they've been done the laundry, then a passerby is not going to know that you had to go through the river on the way home because the bridge broke down. That's basically what the Gemara said. Ika di amri amar av chanan bar ami machloket v'rshut ha-yachid de-beit shamay it ludu rav Yehuda amar av v'beit hillel lef ludu rav Yehuda amar av v'rshut ha-rabim devrei ha-kol asu. Okay. Let's take a look at Tosfot here. Amar rav Yehuda amar av. Tosfot is bothered by the fact, what kind of a question is this? Af agav da rav haya amora mikram ukam parich shapir kevan da rav gadol haya b'darov rosh yeshiva l'Yisrael chutz mishimon ein svara da rav chanan paligolet. So Tosu cites this as one of the examples where not only do they ask a kasha from the Aitana to Amora, but even from one Amora to another. Rav is sort of one on the water generation. And Tosfos is saying that therefore the Gemara here is able to ask a question. I mean, in principle, why couldn't Rav Hanan simply say, I disagree with Rav? He has a right to disagree, like we studied last week. Why shouldn't he have a right to disagree? So Tosfos is giving this as an illustration of an example of a man whose status was sort of borderline between that of a Tana and that of an Amor. So for later generations, if Rav came out with such a statement, it was sufficient to raise a question to someone who issued a contrary statement. So the problem is, do we agree with Rav Yehuda and Rav or not? What's the halakha? Okay. Let's take a look various parts. Well, let's just go through going to the sequence of pages that I've xeroxed. Here is the Ran. Here is the Rif in Shabbat. Okay, the Mishnah in Shabbat says Mishnah Ashru Keilav B'Mayim Mahalech Behem Ve'Eino Choshesh. Not worried about Sechita. Once he gets into his backyard, he can hang the clothes out in the sun, but in a place where the people can't see. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, kol makom shasu chachamim lefnei maret ha'ayin, afilu b'chadrei chadarim asu. V'ho antnan shodchan b'chama v'lo k'neged ha'am. So you want to say it. Tanahi, Kiritanya, Shotchan Bahama Valokana Gedaam, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon Osrim. Ha Milta. This matter, Afal Gavda Havilai Stam Matnitim, Machloket Bibraita, Havilaha Halachaka Machloket Bibraita, the Kari Rav Kavate. That the Halacha here is like Rav. The Makshime Mahida Rav, the Parakama da Vodazara, we'll see the Gemara of Vodazara in a moment, the Kama Mai Enom Nire. Ilemad lomit chazi vehamar rav amar yehuda amar rav kal makom shasur chamin vemaret ayin afilu lo chadorei chadorei masur al mahachi hilfe. So the Rif takes for granted that the halacha in this matter is like Rav. Let's take a look in the Ran here in Shabbat, even though the Ran in Beitza, which we'll come to in a moment, is more detailed. Amar yehuda amar rav kal makom shasur, right here on this page. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Kol Makom Shasru Chachamim Mishum Maret Ayin Afilu Bechadrei Chadarim Asur Pasak Harav Al Fasi Zal Kamo Shekatuv Bahalachot Vaharaza Pasak Kestam Mitnik. So here, contrary to the situation we had earlier this evening, the Balamor is the Mekel and the Rif in this case is the Machmir. The Balamor says, since we have a Stam Matnitim, even though Rav says this contradicts several Mishnayot, and therefore the halacha should be like the Mishnayot. The Ran disagrees. That's the Ran position. Let's take a look in the Rosh, right, next page. This is rather lengthy Rosh. On the right hand column, near the about a third of the way from the bottom, where it says Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Kol Makom Shasru Chachamim Lefnei Maret Ha'Ayin Afilu Bechadrei Chadarim Asur Vatnan Shotchan Bechama Aval Lo Keneged Ha'Am. So Gemara says Tanayhi Detanya Shotchan Bechama Aval Lo Keneged Ha'Am Rav Yehuda Rav Shimon Osrim Ha Milta. This matter, Afal Gav Da Havi Leistan Mishna O Machloket Bebraita Hilchata Ka Machloket Bebraita Lekoi Rav Kavate Makshinan Mimei Perakama Da Vodazara My Ainira, Ilamid Lomit Chazi, Bama Rila, and Rakhon Adam Shasrukhan Alma Halfata Haki. So, this is just an exact quote from the Rif. Rabbeinu Nisim Gaon Zal Pasak the Ain Halacha Kara. The Hevira Ayam, Mehoditania, Beperk Shenid of Hulin, Harotsel and Akeh Hatsero, Samakom Chutz Luguma, Veshotek Viore Luguma, Uvashuk Loya Sekin, Shaloya Haket at Stukin, Valav Rayahi. The love will make the hachmatnitin ubraita may hybrid, which is just an additional citation, but we have enough citations already. Umatnitin the hach the yamad of ligia the rav, the yamar rav tanaihi, vachin itma braita la el, vapeka na isha, the lokara. We already have enough mishnayot by going against rav, so adding one additional mishnah to the list, or braita to the list, isn't going to tip the balance.
The shiny hatam the roe, you're melanakeh at Sarah, who's a rich, or lekach shadak clap.
Since even if he had intended to pull a malacha, it was kalachayad. V'yerushalmi karkvata d'klayim garsinan matnitin pligi al derav, pishtan shetzava beherat layasev rani imo mekosemet, v'yerukarim kasot mutau, matnitin pligi al derav, d'pazlu lo ma'od v'chev arizal layashafetim lakay shilo yunayak mishtachaver v'lo arizal v'nemo katsuanu al mutau, matnitin pligi al derav, patsufin shemoatilim mayim v'kochim lo yutain panav al piyem shilo piyem mashek labo arizal, you can't drink from a fountain which has idolatrous faces. Mimaya makom sanoa mutar. Matnitin plegleg ale dorav, en shochtim beguma, valosa adam guma betok beito, bishol chi yikanes adam otofa, vishuk lo yasech, en shilo yichakev betzulikin, that you should not dig a hole in public to collect the blood. Matnitin plegleg ale dorav, higi lachatzach, yitzana shodchen vachamah, valo keneged ha'am. So this Yishami is building a huge case against Rav by citing all of these Mishnayot. Matnitin pligi alei d'Rav bib shehu yakamu odal aramot b'shut arabim ein shabkin mayim v'tocho b'shabat v'tanid levim oyem zachelet mutar munteret tzinot makarkin asur v'odat kshamim mutar tani rakbar v'makom tzanua mutar. So again, contradiction to Rav. So the Rush says Elaine pligi alei. All of these are cases of Mishnayot would disagree with Rav. V'let lohun kiyu. But even though the Yerushalmi is bringing this enormous number of cases against Rav, Rav prevails, and the halacha is that kol makom she'asru chachamim mishnimarat ayin, afilu b'chadrei chadarim asur. Let's take a look in the Gemara on Avodah Zarah. This is an interpretation of Marasayim. That is, there are a number of places which are prohibited mishum Marasayim. The question is, does this only apply in public or does it apply even in private? That's our problem.
But why doesn't he deal with it? He just quotes them all.
And he quotes them all, and instead of rejecting them, he says that this is a well-known difference of opinion, and the Yerushalmi is marshalling a large number of opinions contrary to Rav. But since our Gemara decides like Rav and asks kashiot on other opinions from Rav, the implication is that our Gemara disagrees with Yerushalmi. So this is a classical case where the Bavli has come to a different conclusion from the Yerushalmi, so that even though the Yerushalmi has marshaled a large amount of citations against Rav's position, nevertheless the halacha is like that. That's what he's saying. Kol makom shasru chachamim mepnei ma'aratayim, let's take a look at the Tosfot here on the Avodah Zarah. This is the Gemara from Avodah Zarah that we've raised. Kol makom shasru chachamim mepnei ma'aratayim, pirush Rabbeinu nisiv ga'on ve'ein halacha kara. Medetnan v'perek sheni v'chulin, u'v'shuk lo yaseken shelo yichake aminim, v'od tnan shodchan v'chama v'lo kenegir ha'am. Alma lo asru v'chatser, af agav d'v'shuk asru mepnei ma'aratayim. Kach kibalti b'shabat b'pnei mori b'tosfot Rabbi Yehuda u'b'tosfot Rabbi Yehuda matzati nere lori dehilchat akira k'lefrishit b'shabat b'perek ha'meisha. So Tosfos in Avodah Zarah again cites another opinion that is from his teachers and from the position of Rabbi Nissim Gaon against Rav. Let's take a look in the other in the Gemara and Shabbat. Again, the Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav, kol makom shasru chachamim mishum ma'aratayim, afilu b'chadrei chadarim asur." Tosfos says here, on the bottom of the page, "Amar Rav, kol makom shasru chachamim mepnei ma'aratayim, yesh mefarshim de'ein halacha kara, medetnani b'chulin ein shochatin l'toch kumah b'rushet ha'aviv, shelo yichakeh ha'apikorsim, u'b'chatzeh mutar. Miu ein zehraya, u'b'chatzeh mutar, da'af ha'ra'eh uto omer lenakeh chatzareh u'chatzareh. אבל בעלמא, שאם יראה האדם הרואה יחשדנו ואפילו בחדרי חדרים אסור. In other words, the implication here is that he's doing the work differently. He's doing something that even if he would be seen, because he's doing it in his own yard as opposed to doing it in a public yard, the implication is that he's doing this to clean out his own yard, not because he wants to slaughter the animal in a way as to collect the blood. So that there's a difference. So chadvei chadorim means that no one can see you. But if someone would see you, he would have the same suspicion. But if chadrei chadarim is a situation in which had someone seen you, he would have clearly understood from the nature of your activity that you're doing it for a different purpose, that is that, you're, that, that it's not a situation where you've performed an avera, that even Rav would agree. So we're just collecting a list of opinions here. The final description of this list of opinions, let's take a look at the Ran in our Gemara and Beit. Beit Shammai Omrim Eimo Lechimat HaSulam Meshubach Meshulach Sulam HaMiyuchad Lekach Benikar Shul Shel Shubach Taimah Beit Shammai Befayish Megimara Daharo'e Omer Lahatiach Kargo Hu Tzarech Varei Rusem Lachav Yom Tov Ubeit Hillel Matirim Mishum Deshubkro Mokiach Alok Kolomar Shubkro Shel Sulam Mekiach Shuhu Mekar Shel Shubach. Okay. Mechalom Lechalom Shebiyato Shubach Atzmo Shekein Derech Liyoto Mechitzot Habei Kan lechal zog vezug vechalon lechal kan vekan. The Gemara ikra tvei lishne d'rav chanan v'rav miyala d'rav nid lishne batra mahachim achlokit v'rushut hayachid v'shama yidle v'rav yehuda amorav d'amak kol makam shesu chachamim v'tnei ma'orit ayin afilu v'ar pei chadurim asu v'tilei letlu aval b'rushu sh'aravim kulam asu v'rav alfasi zal lo hevi mikol ze klum. None of our Gemara was brought by the Rif lefi shehu pasak v'perek chavit kohodi amor yehuda amorav. Hilkach al kochacha amar beit hilel afilu b'rushut harabim shari di yavi asri b'rushut hayachid b'rushut harabim u'b'rushut hayachid nami yavi asri ela vaday b'chol inyan shav. So the Rif is forced to reject the interpretation that the Gemara gives here, that this difference of opinion applies only in Rushut HaYachid, because there can't be any differentiation between Rushut HaYachid and Rushut HaRabim according to Rav, and the Halacha is like Rav. Aval Rabbeinu Nisim Gaon Zal katav the leka ledorav, mishum da ashkechan kama matnitin da pligiela, that there are many contradictions. The hatam beperek ha-shochet, amar the shochet adam begumer b'chatzero, b'shut lo yasekem b'pnei shu mechakeh et aminim, ובפרק כמה דמלכת אמורים דיוסין לברכת במועד וארון עם המת בחצר, המודק בחצר וברשות הרבים אסור, והיינו זה לא קרה. ובפרק אף על פי נמי אמר צינו שעלו ולבוקס קשים, המאחן ברגלו בצינה ואינו חושש, וספסקין על הנהתם אמו לתדלו דרב. ולפי זה קיימו לן כלשני בטרו, דרב חנן, דמחלוקת ברשות היחיד, אבל ברשות הרבים הכל אסור. ומי הוא לא נהירה? דוודאי הני לא קשן לנדרב. All of these Mishnayot cannot actually be construed as evidence against Rav. The im ite the kashin havo amar hatam lema matnitin lo kara ki the imar bepar kama de avod azal gabin the pazula maot b'fnei avod azal lo yishchev yitla od bepar kashochet lo kashin mishum b'kishu shochet b'guma shebachatzero mi shero'e oto lo yavo lo mar shehu machakeh taminim the other rabba omer lenakeh chatzero b'tzorek, that he's doing it not to imitate those who collect blood for ritual purposes, but he's doing it in order to keep his yard clean. Behind the parakama the maikata nami lo yodana mapircha, the hatam ki ovid la im hamet bachatzea leka lemechesh lomarot ayin, sha kol ro in shavetzorach hamet osef. He's doing it in the presence, he's building a coffin in the presence of a corpse. Obviously, anyone who sees it will realize that he's engaged in this activity for immediate burial, not because he wants to make a large number of coffins that are called on the way. ולפיכך אמרו ירושלמי עבד ההיד ולא שייך עד אלו באדם שאינו מפורסם אבל אדם מפורסם עושים לו ארון אפילו לשוק. If everybody is aware of the funeral, in other words, then it's permissible even in the shuk. בכתור הרב על פסי בלפותיו, אלו מהיד את אני התם ועושים לו ארון מנסרים מנוסרים ביביון טוב, ושום לא יפה נגיד נסרים מנסרים מצנה בתוך חייכו, ויקל מדיק לו מים ההני על הצנה וחלקו וחלקו, אמרינו כשחשדינו ביותיו שאילו אסור עבד איסור והחייך דאמר אפילו בחדרי חדרים אסור כהולכת סופלם ונפלו כנח למים אבל אחד שחשדינו אותו שסורים שעושה איסור ואינו עושה אותו וכי היי גבנה בצינה אסור שר והיינו להיד הארון והוא בצינו שלו בקשקשין שכיוון שהדבר מותר אלא שהרואים טועים וחושבים שהוא אסור דווקא במקום רואים הוא דאסור. In other words, if what you're doing is absolutely permissible but it's just a false public opinion that this particular activity is prohibited, then maybe you shouldn't do it in public to cause an uproar. But basically, since it's a permissible activity, the whole law of Mamet Ayin doesn't apply.
The police called your house. I'm sorry, I just don't understand that. You're blocking somebody's driveway. The police called to your home to say you're blocking somebody's driveway here. And would you please move your car right away? Sorry.
דווקא במקום רואים הוא דעשו. אבל שלא במקום הוא שוי, כיוון שאין חושדים אותו בדבר שהוא עשו, אבל בדבר שהם סוברים שהוא עשו. In other words, the Ran is distinguishing between the following two cases. Suppose you're doing something that's absolutely permissible. And your act, what you're doing, does not indicate that you might have done or are about to do something else that's prohibited. It's just that the act that you're doing, which is permissible, is falsely thought by a large number of people to be prohibited. And for that reason, in order not to cause some upheaval in the public view, Anything that's absolutely permissible. And has been prohibited because there was a specific gezeira of the Chachamim against doing this because people might think that you're doing something else which was prohibited, like you're not allowed to move your ladder because people think that you're repairing the roof, or you're not allowed to hang up your wet clothes because people would think that you've actually done the laundry. Ein l'chalek bo bein r'shut ha'yachid l'r'shut ha'rabim. Sh'im ata matir lo b'r'shut ha'yachid af hu yasekem r'shut ha'rabim kevan sh'adavar mutal v'yomar ein kan ro'im. In other words, since basically it's permissible and you're allowing him to do it in the privacy of his home, right, then he'll go out and do it in the yard also, so look both ways, see that there's nobody around, and continue to do it. Therefore, you make the gzeira absolute. All of these things are prohibited.
Why for funeral is he's not afraid?
That's what he's about to explain. He's just going to explain that now. But this issue here is different. To make a coffin in Chol HaMoed is prohibited. Okay, so what the Ran is simply saying is that in those cases where things that really were so what the Ran is saying is that there are three possible categories. One category is this last one, where something is basically prohibited. Normally it's a prohibited act. However, because b'shat ha-tzorech, because of the fact that you have to bury the dead, the prohibition has been lifted. In that case, you have to lift the prohibition. It's not as if you can decide that you're not going to bury your dead on Chol HaMoed. So that's not an option. So in a situation like this, we're out of necessity. The Chazal have allowed something which is normally prohibited, but there's a dechia here, a lifting of a prohibition. They lift this prohibition minimally. You can't apply Rav's principle, because applying Rav's principle would mean that you don't lift the prohibition altogether. But since it's an act which is prohibited and you want to lift the prohibition, then you lift it with as minimal upset as possible. Therefore, you do it in private and not in public. You don't go and build a coffin in the middle of the street. So that's no kasha on Rav whatsoever. There's another case which is not a kasha on Rav, and that's a situation which is difficult to understand why this should be prohibited altogether, but it's a situation in which you're engaged in an activity that's completely permissible. However, a large group of people think, they don't misunderstand, they don't know the law. This is an act which is permissible. A large number of people think that it's prohibited. Not to get involved in a long, heated debate over whether something is permissible or not permissible, don't try to outrage the public, do it in private. Okay? It's not that, but if someone saw you doing it, well, all right, but you really are allowed to do this. So there, it's not really marit ayin. It's not clear what it is and how to categorize that class of prohibitions. But don't provoke the public unnecessarily. If there's a large public view that something is prohibited, you don't have to go out and demonstrate that it's permissible, but on the other hand, you don't have to prevent yourself from doing it if you can do it quietly without provoking the public. There's a third category, and this is the category of marit ayin, where the act itself is permissible. The reason that it's prohibited is because Chazal would think that your reputation is going to be ruined by the fact that people seeing you engaged in this particular activity will suspect you of doing something else in addition to what you're doing, and therefore accuse you falsely of engaging in the other activity. Like, there's nothing wrong with moving your ladder on Yom Tov. There's certainly, definitely something wrong with fixing your roof on Yom Tov. So therefore, Chazal, we ourselves don't invent such gzeirot, but Chazal have introduced a class of such gzeirot, saying, for example, don't move the ladder on Yom Tov because someone will see you doing it and think that you're fixing the roof. So the act itself is permissible. But there was a gzeira not to do it because people will think that you're about to do or have done something else.
What about the Israelis that come here and last in London?
That is, whatever it is, it's not marit ayin. Okay, it falls perhaps into one or the other of these categories. It's discussed in the Gemara, and we had a long discussion on the second day Yom Tov. I don't know if you were here when we were discussing it, so let's not go back to that topic. But this third category, Ron says that the halacha is like Rav. And the reason being that if you allow the guy to do it indoors, he will say, well, the whole reason is to make sure that nobody is seeing, and then he'll go outdoors and he'll do it there also, look both ways to make sure that there's no passerby. And therefore, it's prohibited absolutely, even though... Okay? Let's go to the next page. This is from the tool. Okay, so if someone got his clothes wet in the water, holech behem ve'eino choshesh, shema yavol lidei schita. U'kesheshotchan, pasak rabbeinu nisim, sheshotchan b'chamasha lo keneged ha'am. Like the Gemara and against Rav, like the Stam Mishnah and against Rav. V'ri pasak kevan she'asur keneged ha'am, afilu b'chadrei chadarim nami asur. And the Tur just brings both opinions, pro-Rav and anti-Rav, without deciding. Let's take a look in the Beit Yosef here. Mishen nashru kelav b'mayim. Okay, on the right-hand side. Mishen nashru kelav b'mayim. Mishnah sofek kamad sofek chavit. Mishen nashru kelav b'mayim ha'alech b'hem v'eino choshe shegir lachatsa achitsana shodchan v'chama v'lo keneged ha'am. Klomar, lefi shiyachshidu shekibsan b'shabbat. ובגמר אמר שם אמר רב יהודה אמר רב כל מקום שאסרו חכמים מפני מערית עין אפילו בחדרי חדרים אסור תנן שותחן בחמה ולא כנגד האב תנאי תנאי שותחן בחמה ולא כנגד האב רבי שמעון אוסרים וכתב הראש שרבינו ניסים גאון פסק כסתם מתניתים והוא זל דחה דבריו ופסק כמחלוקת דברייתא כיוון דקוי רב כבטל וכן פסק הריף וכן דעת הרמב"ם בפרק חוף, וכן דעת הסמג והרן בפרק עמדי יום טוב. המתניתן דאין מוליכים את הסולם משובח ולשובח, דרכה גם כן דברי רבי ניסים גאון. וישב כל המקומות שקשר להם לפסק הריף. תניא בתוספתא, פרק י"ז, לא ישטח אדם כליו אפילו מן הזיה. Not only going through the water, but if you have sweaty clothes, you also should not hang them up in the sun. Okay, but now comes the obvious question. This is from a tshuva v'rashba. Katav ha-rashba, sha'alta, b'gdei pishtan shabo min ha-kvisa erev shabbat. V'shotchan V'gag v'yavshu mi'v'od yom im yachol ha'shiram shem l'machar im lo hayun guvim. The question was posed delicately, saying that do you have to take down the laundry Friday afternoon before Shabbat? But obviously the question is broader than that. Suppose the laundry is even still wet. Do you have to take it down on Shabbat? Because if there's a prohibition against hanging up the laundry, someone who's passing by, how does he know whether you just put it up now or put it up yesterday?
Actually, when you're taking it down, it looks like somebody could think you're putting it up.
He isn't discussing taking it down. The issue is whether you can leave it on the
take
line.
Take it down before Shabbos.
Do you have to take the laundry in before Shabbos? That is the question. Okay? Tshuva. Lo asru ela shekishishatchan b'Shabbat. The prohibition is against hanging the clothes up on Shabbat. Aval shatchan me'erav Shabbat. Nobody says that you have to take the laundry down. You're not allowed to move the ladder from one place to another on the roof. Mi ika mandi amashim holich asulam me erav yom tov shetzarich lesalko kedei shelo yomu achshav henichol atiach kagon. After all, I mean, the ladder is there, right? Beit Shammai prohibit you, or don't prohibit you. Beit Shammai prohibit you from moving the ladder from one place to another. But no one is saying that you have to take the ladder down. A passerby who sees the ladder going up to the roof can equally well assume that you just put the ladder up there because you're intending to climb up to the roof. Okay. Hachinami, I mean, the argument isn't all that convincing. Hachinami lo amru ela kishishatchan b'Shabbat ad kan l'shon. So the halacha of marit ayin the Rashba decides only if it exists at all in various circumstances only applies to activities. It doesn't apply. They may the Chachamim may have prohibited you from doing something on Shabbat, but there is no halacha of Marat Ayin which tells you that you have to remove an existing situation because people might suspect you of something else. So you don't have to take the laundry down Friday afternoon. I mean, nowadays we have electric dryers or gas dryers, so it isn't that applicable, but if you're still hanging your laundry out on the line, even though you're not allowed to hang it up on Shabbat, there's no requirement, says the Rashba, to take the laundry down Friday afternoon before Shabbat because of Marat Ayin.
We learned one time ago a person owned a dye house or a textile in the city, certainly can't operate, but outside the city with non-Jews, he could operate. Marat Ayin? He became exempt from Marat Ayin.
Well, it's very difficult. I mean, but that's very difficult. And
that was very difficult.
And now the Shulchan Aruch actually cites this tshuva l'Rashba. V'lo asru ela l'shotcham b'Shabbat. Aval im shatach me'er Shabbat keleg v'amachubasim einom chayav l'sal kam b'Shabbat. And that's, of course, a very reasonable psak. So the Shulchan Aruch, on the one hand, decides, like the Rif and the Ri and the Rosh against and the Ramban, and the Rambam, and all of most of the Rishonim, with the exception of Rabbi Nissim Gaon and the Balamo, that the halacha is like Rav, but with some limitations. It applies only to activities, it doesn't apply to situations. And, okay, so that's the second topic for this evening. Now we have to discuss scheduling. I think I still can make a shiur next.